Every year, almost 6,000 people are diagnosed with a rare form of blood cancer. And the signs of myeloma can be innocuous. Recurrent infections, increased fatigue, tiredness. And it can't be cured, but it can be treated. And this week, those who live with the condition are raising awareness of it and telling everybody about it. Now, earlier, we heard David Rose from Trimden Village in County Durham talking about his diagnosis. He told our reporter, Anna Snowden, about his treatment and how he lives with the condition.
I had radiation treatment on the at first. I had the operation on my leg. I was in hospital for 4 weeks with that, constantly worrying about what the biopsy was going to show. And then it came back to say it was inconclusive, so that was a real deflating experience. And then I had the biopsy on my shoulder, an operation on my shoulder, and after two, three weeks I was allowed home. And while I was home, I received a phone call from the consultant's secretary to say, the results of your biopsy are in. We know what you've got, but I can't tell you over the phone. You're going to have to come back tomorrow to the hospital.
That must have been a frustrating, quite scary phone call to receive, and knowing that there's something wrong, but they can't tell you what it is yet.
That's right. I mean, it was. I didn't sleep very well that night, I can tell you. And and probably then this was the most significant part of the whole process, I guess, was the following morning. I obviously went back to the hospital, and my wife and I sat down, and then the consultant walked in, and then from two adjacent side doors, other medical staff came in, and I became conscious of the fact that something unusual was taking place. And the consultant said to me, he said, "I've got some good news and some bad news for you." And I thought, well, let's have the bad news first. And he told me, well, you've got incurable bone marrow cancer. The good news is we can treat it. We can't cure it, but we can treat it. And that was 12 years ago, and the condition is still incurable, but the actual treatment and outlook for anyone with myeloma is much more, is extremely positive. And I guess that would be the message that I would want to convey to anybody who's listening who may have myeloma. There were times during the treatment I thought, you know, is this all worth it? And the answer to that is yes. So anybody out there with myeloma, dig in, basically. That was where I guess my Trimden upbringing paid dividends, and I just toughed it out, basically, as people from Trimden tend to do.
At that point when that consultant said to you, you need to prepare for the worst, could you imagine that this far down the line you'd have, you know, the levels of energy that you do and you would still be alive?
No, I didn't. No, I was told I'd be lucky to make it to 60. I'm 66. I was told I'd never play golf again. I am playing golf. My handicap's not as good as it was, but I'm still playing golf, still getting around the golf course. So if you were to have asked me 10 years ago if I would be in the position I am in now, I would have said no. I don't think. And again, that's a message I would want to get across to anybody listening who does have myeloma. You will have a quality of life that is a decent quality of life.
Inspirational story. David Rose from Trimden Village now lives in South Wales, but a real Trimden spirit there, and putting the message out there about myeloma. It is 23 minutes past five.